News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's get the view of Regina Doherty now, the Minister for Employment Affairs and Social Protection. Minister, you're on to talk to us about new parental leave measures. Just before that conversation we were having, your take on what happened over the weekend with those marches. Is it something the government should be legislating for, in your view?
I think there's a fine line between allowing people have the right and the freedom to, first of all, free speech, which is incredibly important, and also then the right to demonstrate and protest against something that they don't agree with. But I think the revulsion, and I haven't seen the sentiment that has been expressed in Ireland in a long time that was expressed over the weekend, the revulsion of what happened in the north on Thursday night, but actually equally important, the revulsion of the Muppets that arrived on our streets on Saturday and on Monday, or sorry, Tuesday, I think had the opposite effect to what they had expected. If they were looking, you know, to garner support, if they thought marching would mobilise people, it certainly didn't. It has put a solidarity amongst people north and south to ensure that we never go back to where we went to, which is far larger than the talk that we've experienced in the last kind of couple of years. We've talked a lot in the context of Brexit about protecting our peace and how important it is to us. I think that was crystallised over the weekend. So I wouldn't like to see legislation go so far as to curb that ability for people's sentiment to be expressed collectively. But we can't have fat, middle-aged men, you know, with boobs walking up and down O'Connell Street attempting to express a sentiment that doesn't hold any truck in Ireland anymore. There has to be, you know, there has to be a fine line between expressing protest and curbing the absolute ridiculousness of what we saw over the weekend. So I'm not sure what the answer is, Shane. I really haven't.
Yeah, fair enough. And it is a tricky one. Just very finely on this. I mean, is there an argument that says if you're wearing paramilitary garb, you shouldn't be allowed to march on our main street?
The only people that should be allowed to wear the uniform, any uniform that represents Oakley na Héireann, are Oakley na Héireann. And we have them, and they were at the GPO and they did us in fine fettle on Sunday. Okay. That should be non-negotiable.
Okay. Is there a case for legislating for that?
Yeah, actually, well, I would definitely be up for that, yeah.
Okay. Listen, let's talk about this measure that you're going to announce, the availability of 2 weeks parental leave benefit during the first year of your new child's life, due to increase to 7 weeks by 2021. Just give us some of the detail on that. People have to, it's a use it or lose it. This isn't transferable.
No, so we know from research that the first 12 months of a baby's life are the most formative, and it's much better outcomes for the child if they get to spend that first 12 months with their parents. And the operative word being parent, because we know we have 26 weeks maternity leave and moms take it. As soon as they have the babies, they take it and they love it. And then we introduced a number of years ago paternity leave for the daddies of 2 weeks to go on top of that 26 weeks. And they're little less or more reluctant not to take it yet, but we're working on that. That's work on progress. And we are making progress in the numbers. But in order to achieve the first 12 months, we need to introduce paid parental leave. We published a legislation in Cabinet this week. It's going to be introduced at the end of this year, and it will be starting this year, 2 weeks per parent, rising to potentially 9 weeks per parent in the next number of years. So we've agreed 7 weeks to 2021. We're in discussions in the European Union and the European Parliament to potentially increase that, because we know the value of children getting to spend the first 12 months with both mum and dad. And yes, it is. Sorry, you mentioned, is it a use it and lose it? There's some people think the construct of that, you know, all of it should be allowed to go to the mum. It's as important for fathers to stay at home, and not just for the babies, but for the fathers to be able to stay at home. And I think there's a growing sentiment, particularly amongst our younger farmers, our fathers, to be able to want to stay at home. And we're going to try and facilitate that.
So, absolutely. You're pretty outspoken, I suppose. That's your want.
Get me into trouble, Shane.
You're quoted in the paper today saying a couple of things. Basically, one is that new fathers need to stop making excuses for not taking time off work. And, you know, money, yes, money's an issue, but it is for women as well. It doesn't stop women taking time off work. You also say we need to have a proper conversation about, you know, staying at home at times to mind your kids. Tell us more about that.
So two things I'm struck with. One of the excuses that's given to me since we introduced paternity leave, for the reason that fellas don't take it, is because they can't afford to take it. And yet, for time immemorial, women have taken maternity leave and it's exactly the same payment. And so we've planned. It's not a thing, it's easy for anybody. It certainly isn't easy. But families plan around women and having babies and staying at home. And I'm just saying that there needs to be a cultural shift to, you know, have the conversation about planning for fathers to stay at home in the same way as mothers do. Because as long as we talk about having, and we do, we talk about the gender pay gap, we talk about gender equality and giving equality of opportunity, but not everybody wants to be a brain surgeon. So we have to have a proper conversation about valuing care. And it isn't just care that mammies and daddies give, it's care that carers give. We have to have a proper conversation about how we value the roles that traditionally women do in this country, because it can't just be about equality of opportunity when not everybody wants to be a high court judge or a lawyer or a dentist or a doctor. And that also isn't just about money, because if that was about money, then we wouldn't predominantly have a teaching, primary school teaching profession with, you know, nearly all female. We wouldn't have a nurses providing services for us in our primary care centres and our, you know, our general practice and our hospitals, that's predominantly women. Because there are equally, you know, paid jobs in the male role. We talk about our guys in the army or our policemen. You know, we need to have a proper conversation about the value of care. And I think if people valued care more, then maybe we might be able to look at professions more, or maybe to look at the value of caring professions in a different way.
And do men need to step up to the plate, because you know, there's only so much you can do in terms of financial supports. Do men need to step up to the plate when it comes to, for example, that first year after their child is born?
So first of all, I'd say two things. I'm not, this isn't a critical criticism of anybody. This is, there's a culture that has developed, and it's not just unique in Ireland, that traditionally the minding and the rearing of children is a women's preserve. Now it's changing, but it's not changing fast enough. And I'm actually very heartened when I look at, you know, young men now today, they're delighted. They can't wait to get to stay at home because they genuinely appreciate the value. Whereas traditionally, you know, my father, your father probably went straight back to work. Mammies did most of the caring role. I'm just saying that we have to have a conversation in Ireland about how we value that care, because otherwise traditional stereotypes are not going to change as fast as I think we need them to. And I look at the models that we can see in Sweden and Finland, where they have 90 and 95% of an uptake, both of their parental leave and their paternity leave. And it's just the norm. Now, okay, in the beginning, they had to make it compulsory for it to become the norm, a little bit like our gender quotas. But it is now perfectly the norm.
Okay, Minister for Employment Affairs and Social Protection, Regina Doherty, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.